Everybody, yeah. Rock your body, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Rock your body right. Back streets back, alright.
Hey you, get out of bed. Cinco de Mayo ended 2 days ago. You know what that means? It's time for the Don't Touch That podcast, episode 6. It's me, Ant.
And I'm Jeff with a G. Guys, guess what? We recently became the co-house sketch team at Sketchblock Live. They meet every second Wednesday of the month, which means next week, May 14th, we will be premiering our first video at Under the St. Mark's Theater. That's at 94 St. Mark's Place between 1st Ave and Avenue A. So if you are interested, stop on by. I think it's $8 to get in, and you'll get a whole live show of a bunch of different improv groups, and then, of course, our video that we'll be premiering. So if you're interested, tweet at us at DTT Comedy if you have any questions about Sketchblock Live.
Speaking of new characters, guys, those of you that live in New York, tune in to the Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We are on the Jeff and Royster Show again this week, premiering brand new characters yet again. So be sure to check that out. 10:30 on the Manhattan Neighborhood Network, followed by the Chris Gethard Show. You know that guy that just got picked up for Comedy Central. We're right before that. Come on now.
Also, guys, you know we are on iTunes. We got our second review last week. It was very exciting, and now we need more. Anyone out there who is listening, do us a favor. Go on over to iTunes. Rate us, review us, like us. Whatever you want to do, do it.
Guys, if all this is too much to handle right now, check out DTTcomedy.com. You can find this information and everything else that we'll tell you about or that's going on or that's coming up. Go there, DTTcomedy.com. Check out the store. We've got for sale on Blu-ray and DVD, Humpty Dumpty Together Again 3D. Check it out.
Also, you can sign up for our newsletter at the top of the page. There is a sign-up button, so feel free to sign up and get all the latest and greatest. Okay, that's enough of us pumping our stuff. For now, we have Nathaniel Mason
back in the studio,
our buddy Thaniel.
He's here and you know him, maybe you don't. He's on Twitter at Actorbot. He's got a ton of followers and a ton of activity, so you're gonna want to go there, check him out, give him a holler, let him know we sent you hashtag DTT. In the meantime,
3, 2, 1, here we go.
Boom. Okay. Gibson, I don't know if this was a thing where you were from. Did your senior class, whether it be high school, college, was there a senior class prank in your life? Did you participate in one? Did you witness any senior class prank?
This is a story.
I love it. Go ahead.
I was a junior in high school.
I thought you were a Jew.
He was a Jew in high school.
I was a Jew when you were in high school.
What high school was this? What Jewish high school was this?
Bayside High?
Yep. Bayside. I was a junior, and the senior class was going to have their prank day. Usually, they would grease up a pig and let it down the halls.
Are you kidding?
Or they would drive their tractors to school. Tractors are like lawnmowers to school.
Yeah. Yep. I've seen that.
That's happened.
Okay. My cousin did that, yeah.
What else? They would all walk out at like lunch at like noon and just leave. Anyways, so this class decided that they were the extreme group. So they decided to have a party down on the baseball field. So the way our school worked, it was like tiered. So we were up on the top of a hill on like a flat land, and then you went down a steep slope and onto like a couple of soccer fields, and it's like stretched out behind the whole school. And then down even farther, like down this huge hill that every team that played there had to just run sprints up and down all day. Everybody hated that hill. So then it dropped down to another platform.
Sounds like hell.
Where the baseball field was. So this was all the way down by like the sub tanks of the whole school.
Now, could you from the other
ropes
fields?
We had a course back there, and like that's where our cross country ran.
Ropes?
Oh, okay. Down at the bottom? Yeah.
A ropes course?
Now, from these other tiers, could you see down to the baseball field, or were they in different like etched out areas?
And
the
that's
woods
the thing. You could have a party down there.
And no one would see.
And possibly get away with
what
it.
What kind of party? Was there going to be like alcohol at this party? Drug paraphernalia?
Oh, yeah.
Middle of the day, even?
No, this was in the middle of the night for their senior skip day. The night before.
Oh.
you can't see down, but there is always a janitor on guard at any hour of the night. I knew this because I was a lifeguard. I had to be there super early in the morning, do like adult swim. Like
not the TV show.
Not the fun adult swim. The old people doing their calisthenics.
Adult swim! Like that shit?
Come yep. on, Harper.
Kids, get out. Out, kids. Where we were from, it was just like, get the fuck out, adult swim.
It's time to do laps.
And it lasted like 3 seconds, and all the kids were just at the edge of the pool just ready to just fall in.
Yeah, and it was mostly just for the lifeguards to take a little dip in the pool. Yeah. No one else swam in it.
Like, give me a break. I'm out here just sitting watching you assholes.
This was the 5:30 in the morning crowd, so there was no children.
I'm going to swim at 5:30 in the morning.
Let's go.
Get out, kids. I got to swim. Adult swim. Call it adult swim.
So I knew there was always one on guard. Anyways, this group of kids decides to throw a little kegger down on the baseball field. They end up deciding it would be really good idea, some idiot, burn down the dugouts. Right, guys? That's a prank, huh?
Burn down the dugouts.
Just arson. Why not?
Let's all go to jail as our prank.
It's a great prank. Hey, gotcha! Ash is in the dugout.
Wow.
You've been punked.
I could see this.
Pranks,
I could see this really.
2011.
I could see this really drunk guy just like holding a like a lighter flame up to a dugout, just holding it there, hoping that it catches on fire. I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
So what happened? Was that it?
No. So they set a blaze to a structure. What can you imagine happens? Oh, but a significant amount of light is obviously then being shed. So, of course, this one janitor.
Now, are these nice dugouts, or are these just cinder block like rectangles cut out with a bench inside?
This was like our senior team's ball field.
Well,
like,
I don't. Our senior team's ball field was not that nice. So. Ours was cinder block rectangle with its defense and a bench inside.
These weren't cinder block. These were like cedar wood. I think like one of the alumni had built them for the team.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah, those are nice.
I would constitute those as nice compared to what we had.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm with you on what the dugout situation was.
Yep.
And I needed to know for flame's sake if it gets trapped underground versus it's all above ground.
Yeah.
That's important as an arsonist.
Anyways, well, so the one...
Janitor.
There we go. Couldn't think of that. Obviously calls the police. Police come. Some kids get arrested. Whatever.
Holy shit.
And
how many were involved, would you guess?
It was almost the entire class. Was it? Like, that was the
of
thing.
Of, like, how many? That's the, still.
We had classes that were, like, 250, 275.
So that many people down there.
They had 180 kids. These dugouts. They had 180 of them.
Jeez.
Down there.
Yeah, what are you going to do with 180 kids, though? You're going to send them.
Well, that's the thing. They sent most of them home. They, you know, obviously, and I guess they were there all night long being interrogated. Nobody was allowed to leave. They all had to call their parents to come. So all the parents of these kids were there as well.
Makes for a heck of a story.
Well, the principal's been there, obviously, since like 2 in the morning or whatever time they discovered this party. Everybody's been there. And so as a junior, I'm at school and like half of the staff isn't even around. It feels like a ghost town.
At school the next day going to class.
Yes.
Okay.
And there was like nobody around. I was like, where the heck is everyone? I guess all the seniors just skipped today. I'm in class and then all of a sudden like senior girls like walking down the hall like crying. It was like the big tragedy of like...
Crying?
Yeah, because they were like in so much trouble with their parents and they were like...
Okay.
End of the day comes.
Yeah.
And there's an assembly about it where they explain to us
Of course there's an assembly.
That's great.
And so they're explaining to us what the heck happened the night before. And basically there was this stern look at us as like juniors. And we were, by all accounts, a really good class. Like we had good grades and most of us were doing really well.
They just wanted you to know that 365 days from now.
Yeah. Do
if
not.
If you make a move.
Yeah. It's on.
These cops are already waiting.
Yes. We will be prepared for this next year. So don't. You know that whatever you do, you will see consequences. So I think that really scared off my goody two shoe type class. And we're all just like, we just won't show up that day. Like, that's done deal.
We're not going to burn anything down. we're not complete idiots.
Oh, gotcha.
So your prank mainly was you were at home on your couch or out with your friends instead of being in school that day. And you're just, gotcha, day off. Our prank is a day off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Anthony, I was going to actually ask you, like, weren't you sort of part of yours? I don't remember really because I was a few years behind
you. You would be.
Well, here's the thing. I have a very similar story like Jeff. So if you're thinking of something else, maybe ask me after. But I do have a similar story.
Go ahead.
Tell me this is it. So my brother-in-law comes from a long line just genius blood.
Yeah.
They've all been valedictorians of all their classes. The closest one to me was a year older than me. He was in, so I was a junior when he was a senior.
Daniel.
And then Nick was 2 years younger than me. So I was kind of closer to Daniel, I guess. So my junior year, by all means, these are valedictorians.
Yeah.
They're
very good kids, very Christian kids.
Yeah, like very, don't do anything wrong. I mean, they're just good folk.
Wouldn't
like,
drink, wouldn't smoke.
Perfect across the board.
Sound like they should be on this podcast.
They're also wonderful athletes.
Oh, yeah. Like they were like the soccer team, too. Like, so their family was the soccer team, and then the rest of the people were like the supporting like players.
Yeah. I picture the Winklevoss twins that you're describing.
It's that, but there's five of them. Okay, so we come into school on Friday, I believe. And there's a lot of people outside the school, some by the school bus. Everybody's out there almost like it's a fire drill.
Yeah.
But like a lazy fire drill. People are like talking and there's this hustle and bustle. Turns out the night before, half the school's classrooms are missing their chairs.
I thought it was like all. Was it not all?
Well, maybe it was all. Chairs were missing from all of them. There was no...
No chairs.
There was
That's
no...
That's good. Isn't
it?
I like that.
Literally nothing else was touched, harmed, damaged. Nothing. They just had no chairs. So the faculty didn't know what to do. Like, do we proceed to teach
while their kids are all standing?
Standing?
Up?
Or where do we report this to? Like, there was no trace of anything. Go to find out that Daniel and a couple of his friends, Daniel also played with the football team, which was a different kind of a breed of folk. So, like, they're probably cooler than us soccer guys. That Daniel and some friends had the night before. I think Nick was even involved as a young Nick
Supposedly
was involved.
Nick was like the one who had been like monitoring the school for like the past week and their nightly rituals.
Oh, because Nathan found out how he could, were in like, class with him. You were in the same grade as my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess he infiltrated, figured out the system, monitored where the security cameras were in our school, which were not that obvious. Our school was in like the hobunk. We don't even have that fancy of things.
But we do have security systems and stuff like that.
I know they had covered them up with it. I think he took a driver's license and there was a way that they flipped it back and that classic like slided up in front of the camera where they couldn't see. I guess they had popped off the top of the classroom ceilings, really like styrofoamy, like where you could throw the pencils and get it stuck in there. I don't know what those are. That plaster.
It's a drop ceiling.
Yeah, but so you literally, they're so easy to put some move. They'd fed out. I guess Nick maybe was a smaller one, and Nick was up in the ceiling. So he'd broken somewhere. Yeah, no, they literally, I think, even had a blueprint I had seen at one point in time where they figured out the air ducts to crawl through.
I picture just a Home Alone style blueprint.
If it was us, yes, there would be crayons and colored pencils. But these guys were like, this was like a real blueprint, like a full-out devised plan where he would go down some air duct, come up, and they would pass him chairs up into the ceiling. So all of the classroom's chairs were above them all day, and no one knew about it.
It was on the roof.
Because I know some ended up on top of the classroom, but a good chunk were on the roof.
A good chunk were on the roof, too. Because I remember I had to help like bring chairs
them down
off the roof.
You helped? I didn't.
No, I had to help bring chairs off the roof the next day.
Oh, they put them all up on the roof.
That was the biggest one for us. So naturally, like that, we got to think a day off of school as well that day. And then, we didn't really have a senior prank. We got, everybody's like, how do you outdo that? Couldn't. We just had one of our redneck guys ride up on his John Deere and a giant, it was the rebel flag.
I think that was my cousin.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I think he rode in on a tractor with a big rebel flag or something like that.
Got suspended,
big
I think.
Yeah.
Got your racism.
Got suspended. It was hilarious. What about you, Nady? You have any?
I had this idea to like go in. We had this library that was right in the middle of our school. It was like encased in glass. So anywhere you are, any class that you're going to on different ends of the building or different sides, you can always look over and sort of see into the library. I had this idea to like sneak in there with a bunch of balloons, like bags and bags and bags of balloons, hide somewhere in there, get locked in there for the night, and then just spend all night with a friend just blowing up balloons. And then by the next morning when everyone came to school, this whole glass case would just be filled with balloons. I thought it'd be kind of cool. But no one ended up wanting to do it with me.
I feel like that would happen in about 3 a.m. Only like a quarter of one of the ceilings would be full. Yeah. I'd be like, there's no way I'm going to pull this off.
I know, right?
You need probably like maybe like a little pump or something. But
you need some help. You need an assembly line.
You know where you went. You know where you went wrong. You didn't have a blueprint.
That's you're probably right.
Yeah, Nick was in your grade. You should have teamed up with him.
Yeah, I think I caught wind of like some rednecks of our class overnight. Got a bunch of brick and mortar and built walls in front of every entrance to the main school.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, like literally spent the night, let it dry a little bit, and just built these like little brick walls that covered the door so that people couldn't get in. And supposedly the janitors got there pretty early and
had them busted down before.
Yeah,
anyone even
like
got
took
there.
Sledgehammers to them. The and just,
how many did they get up?
I'm not sure. I want to say like the three main entrances to the school.
That's awesome. I actually wish.
Yeah, but by the time we got to school, there was no remnants of it.
That's a very easy thing to bust up. All right. Thanks for showing up, guys. Welcome to the annual senior prank meeting. So we know what happened last year. It was a good one.
Was a good one, yeah.
They put all the chairs on the roof of the school.
Hey, guys, sorry I'm late.
Please. It's cool, dude. Come on in.
Down here in the women's locker room. Okay.
I'm glad you're here. We're really going to need your help on this one.
Yeah, what'd I miss?
We got to get bigger and bolder than last year.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
We're taking suggestions. What do we got?
I say we... is there any way that we could get our hands on at least 12 gallons of fake blood?
You know what? I can ask the drama department. They did just do Dracula in the spring. See if they got some left over. Maybe there's some in the makeup or in the costume shop.
That's not a bad idea. Where are we going with this? Are we going to carry some girl? Or what are we thinking? Carry the principal.
What do you have in mind?
No, I was just wondering. Do you have anything?
Let's table that kind of stuff until after
I'll
this
get back
meeting.
To you,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
This is tough. This
what
is
if we... Hey. How about we take all the desks and put them on the roof? No?
Yeah, because then students won't be able to work. All they'll be able to just...
They're still going to make us sit there.
Yeah, and half the classes have tablets for us to type on anyway, so...
That won't work.
Okay, that's not that good of an idea, is it?
Okay. What about this, guys? What about this? How about we go... I don't know where we get the funds for this. We go buy one of those giant things they lay down in, like, parking garages where they pop the tires of a car. You know what I'm talking about? The spike, like...
Spike strips.
Spike strips. Yeah. How much will that cost us?
I think only the police have those. We're going to have to steal them from the police.
All right, scratch that one.
Well, let's not give up on this yet. What else do the police have that we could use?
They've got guns.
All right, so...
Yeah, they do have guns.
If we're already going to break in there, we might as well plan it around what we could get from them. We can get guns. Perfect. We go into the school with guns. Got you, guys.
They have confiscated drugs.
Yes.
Nice.
They have vehicles. Car of cops.
Car cops, yeah.
Cop cars. That's what I meant to say. But when they're driving in a car, they are car cops.
It's true.
Just for clarity's sake. Oh, they also have drug-sniffing dogs.
We need dogs. I have a dog at home, but he can't sniff drugs because I have drugs all the time and he doesn't smell them.
Wait, hold on. Is it going to be a problem that we're going to have the drugs and the drug dogs? Aren't the drug dogs just going to go crazy on the drugs?
Can we go ahead and just scratch that idea completely?
I like going in with guns.
Broad daylight, or are we going at night? Yeah, that makes me really nervous. I don't know if that's such a good idea.
Guys, listen. Last year, they put all the chairs on top of the roof. We need to go bigger. All right?
Yeah, bigger.
Oh, I got this. I got it. I got it, guys. Put holes in all the school bus tires. That prevents students that don't drive from getting to school.
Even better, let's burn the tires.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, can we smell?
Well, that's fine. But then they won't have tires anymore. You can fix a tire, but if it's burnt, it's done.
I've got a suggestion.
What do you got, Jacob?
Why don't we sneak into all the faculty's houses and murder them? I'm going to be able to show up for school the next day.
Jacob, you're fucking hilarious.
Joke's on them.
Jacob.
No class.
Jacob, you are funny, dude.
I like that idea, but one addendum?
Yeah.
Can we rape them first?
Player's choice, I guess.
All right, guys, that's cool. We can rape and kill, like, at any point in time, anybody. I want to know about this prank that our senior class, I want to be remembered forever.
Oh, we can be remembered for the class that did away with all the faculty.
That's true.
Then there's no more school.
Best prank ever. I got a prank, guys. What if we show up and we go, hey, teach, you got detention today, huh? Huh? Why don't we boss them around, yeah? That's a great prank, I think. Hey, teach, you're in detention. At 20 minutes. Great idea. I still like the killing them one better.
Maybe we can feed off that idea. What if we all came to school with ball caps on? Like, really, just like, gave them the finger, you know? We're just like, hey, we wear ball caps. It's prank day. Prank. You know, your rules are not being enforced here.
We take our hats and we march up to the principal's office and we go, hey, Prince, you're suspended today, man, and I'm wearing a baseball cap, dude. You're suspended.
I don't think anyone's gonna... They're not gonna go to detention. We can't force that.
They're adults and we're not.
All right, that's true. It's just an idea, man.
So we're definitely a no on breaking into the police station.
I say... wait, what?
Telling you, I murder him. Day off of school.
We could throw a raging party in school. How about that? Everybody just walks out of class, raging party. Right in the middle of the school.
I like that. What if we started a raging party in the library where everybody could see us, and then we set the school on fire, huh?
In.
We're gonna need a lot of gasoline and 12 gallons of fake blood.
Can we make sure the faculty's in the library when we set it all ablaze?
Sure.
Guys, I think we just got our prank.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick...
Without that breath?
Yeah, right?
All right, guys. All righty, guys. All right, guys.
Yeah, that was...
What's up? Hey, guys.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break for a word from our sponsor, Pizza Hut. Gather around the good stuff.
For decades here at Pizza Hut, we've always prided ourselves on our selection of tasty toppings. And now, we're taking it to the next level. Again, introducing the all-new artisanal garden solar-powered Android gluten-free flatbread vegan pizza. Built the way you prehistoric hippies want it, choose from any of our deep dish, hand-tossed, or cardboard quinoa crusts. All brushed with a garlic buttery goodness and topped with an array of hearty vegan eateries that'll surely keep your mouth watering. Featuring zesty guacamole, sun-dried tomatoes, fresh baby spinach, shaved parmesan, crispy eggplant bites, sautéed bell peppers, oven-roasted artichoke skins, wheatgrass sprouts, black mung bean curry, crunchy jalapeno kale leaves, spiced corn husks, tangy zucchini poppers stuffed with rotten gouda, red fern roots, organic baby food, half a red onion, three stalks of celery, deep-fried Oreos, tree bark, a whole pumpkin, fertilized mulch chips, an entire head of bland romaine lettuce, burnt cauliflower bites, Kalamata olives stuffed with tiger semen, chia seeds from an old chia pet, kitty litter, moldy tofu chunks, and blue whale droppings. Peppered with flax oats, dunked in soupy blue cheese, and topped with cage-free eggshells, dirt, and char-grilled placenta flakes. The all-new artisanal garden solar-powered Android gluten-free flatbread vegan pizza is a surefire home run this season. And it's healthy, we think. Try one today for just $10, or get any other pizza, any toppings, even specialties for $11.
Go for greatness, people. Pizza Hut, make it great.
Surprise, motherfucker.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all substitute teacher, Mr. Garvey. I taught school for 20 years in the inner city.
Yay, kind shrew. I perform the except after C.
Get out of my goddamn classroom before I break my foot off in your ass.
All right, class, everybody settle down. Welcome to Urban Dictionary 101. We're going to look up a word in our Urban Dictionary, so open those up right now. We're going to define this term, we're going to discuss it, and I'm going to mold your minds to be a little smarter out there on the streets. Today's Urban Dictionary word of the week is poopsterbait. Poopsterbait. Poopsterbait is to simultaneously... Poopsterbait is to simultaneously poop and masturbate. As in, my friend Daniel, who undoubtedly a chronic poopsturbator, coined this phrase. I heard Mark poopsturbating on the toilet last night. Andy enjoys to poopsturbate. Or, want to watch me poopsturbate? Steven asked. Poopsturbate. Today's our dictionary word of the week. Guys, have you ever poopsturbated?
I have not, but... not me, but I have a friend. He refuses to do it in his bedroom anywhere. I don't know why. I don't quite get it. I don't know if he's just spraying it all over the walls or what's happening. But so he always does it in the bathroom. So he takes his laptop into the bathroom, and that's how you know he's going in there to do that. Now, I've got to imagine, how many times can you do that before you say, I like pooping. I like masturbating. Let's try and poopsturbate.
Are these two things good together?
I mean, both of them feel good, right? I mean, you poop, it feels good. You masturbate, it feels good. Why not try and up the ante? I understand that. I've never done it, but I have definitely pooped and then masturbated.
Okay, let me ask you this, because I've done that too.
Yeah.
Have you?
Does that count?
I think it counts if you haven't flushed the poop yet.
Ooh, but I don't flush the poop yet.
Uh-oh! So you are a poopsturbator. I think that counts as poopsturbating. If you let your stank Duke sit there while you pull on it, that's a poopsturbate, I think.
Yeah, that's combining the two.
And you know what, Thaniel? Thaniel Alston Mason?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of it, too.
Up top.
I've poopsturbated.
Yeah?
I don't know why I didn't just turn around and flush, but...
Yeah. It's because you want to get it all in one flush. You don't want to have to flush two, three times, because people will know you're definitely done and that you need to be coming out of the bathroom soon.
Yeah,
but
two flushes?
But if you're
going
to flush and then masturbate, being there for another who knows how long, that you're just giving yourself away.
Yeah, what's he doing in there?
Thank you.
Yeah, but you just pooped. It could be a courtesy flush.
Well, also, if you're doing it as a courtesy flush to yourself so that you're not having to smell this disgusting odor while envisioning a woman nude at the same time.
Or man, if you're into that kind of thing.
Yeah, or dudes.
Yeah, no, we're sick, man. We have
we're
done
gross.
This.
Okay, so what were the circumstances? Why couldn't you just go to your bedroom? Like, why did it have to happen there?
Well, I mean, sometimes while you're there,
Sometimes it's maybe even about like, oh, well, my girlfriend's in the bedroom. She's not in the mood.
Might as well
tell her I have to poop, and while I'm sitting down, I actually start pooping with the only intention being that I came in there to masturbate.
And it's an accidental poop, and you're accidentally poopsturbating.
Sometimes you sit down, spread your legs, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I haven't shit today, and now I'm telling my body it's time, so
and,
here it comes.
And on the flip side of that, sometimes you go down there to take a number two, you take your Duke, and then, you know, out of nowhere, your wiener gets hard.
Yeah.
You just got to run with it.
Because you've been holding it down.
Poop, your wiener gets hard.
You've been holding it down. You've released the pee, I presume.
Yeah.
Usually when you poop?
Yeah, exactly.
At least
right
I pee
afterwards.
And poop.
I poop and then pee right afterwards. That's how I know when I'm done. It's because my urine's
trickled
now
out
loud.
Well, then this makes
I'm all out of gas.
This makes sense that this is in the Urban Dictionary then. I didn't realize it was such a thing. But
oh, it's a huge fad.
But I will say, never gone in and was like, all right, I think this is a good day to poopsturbate. I'm going to go in there, poop and masturbate at the same time.
Hopefully,
it's not like, oh, it's poopsturbate Tuesday.
No, it's not like that. We've accidentally done it, I think.
Yeah, I guess there are people, though, who want to feel very euphoric. They want to come and drop it at the
same exact time.
Honestly, I'm just going to say I feel like you guys could have done it if you really wanted to.
Probably.
Do you think it was an accident, but
for
yeah.
me, I think it'd be really tough, though, to time a, like, poop is just kind of like, that's coming. Mm-hmm. So if you're not already ready with the she-sickle.
I got to say, though, your baby yogurt sometimes is just coming, whether you want it to or not. So if you could somehow just coagulate those times together.
Set a land speed record.
Well, I feel like, is it just me, or it's like sometimes when you're hard and maybe touching yourself, usually you have your butt cheeks clenched. And to poop, you have to have it let go.
I think there's an inner calm you have to accomplish a proper poopsturbate.
Yeah, I think so, too. You have to be very zen. You have to be a master.
And I can understand, like you said earlier, the spreading of the legs sends signals to these parts of your body. Like,
it sounds like we're missing out on a level of pooping that I've never known of before.
Yeah, because there's pooping and reading. There's
pooping and texting.
Yeah, pooping and playing a game.
Yeah.
Do you think that your average time on the toilet is longer now that you have a device that, like a phone or an iPad?
Yeah, there's times when I'm clearly done shitting and I'm just like zoning out on whatever.
There's times where I've gone in and peed, but it was like, I'm going to catch up on a text or two, so I'm going to sit down.
Yeah.
Truth is, poopsturbating has probably never been easier.
Yeah.
Oh, agreed. Just, with your phone in there?
Just get your phone and pull up some naked old ladies. And
yeah, it could even just be Kelly Kapowski. I'd probably get down to that.
Going old school. Guys, Amber. Challenge thrown out. First one to poopster bait.
And take a picture of the bowl after.
Instagram it.
To us.
Winner
DTT Comedy.
Gets a personal pan pizza on us.
That sounds good.
But the three of us have to do it.
Yeah.
Go out there, poopster bait.
I'll do it right now. I'll take a break from the podcast to go do it.
Guys, we're going to take a real quick break to go poopster bait. We'll be right back.
Oh, zip it, egghead.
Oh, the humanity.
Finger blasted your sister?
See, that's the game. I just you, and you're shit until you somebody else.
Schmegma.
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Oh, good for you.
You know what else gets better with age? Doing it in the butt.
I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second.
Urinating out of both holes at the same time.
Wiping her butt.
Defective condom.
Assless chest.
Human oven of sword.
Machine porn.
Dick Cheney's dead baby foreskin. Cards Against Humanity.
All right, it's time again this week for everybody's favorite game, Cards Against Humanity. All right, here's how it works. We draw a random black card, which contains a scenario or a question on it. Then we each randomly draw one white card, which will be our answers to the black card on the board. Whoever has the best response wins, and as always, we encourage you to play along at home. So, tweet in at DTT Comedy your best answers or suggestions to the cards we play today, and maybe we'll talk about it next time. Until then, let's do this, boys.
And as always, our guest of honor, Nathaniel Austin Mason.
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
You're drawing first, my friend.
Okay. Here it goes, turning over the first black card. Step one, blank. Step two, blank. Step three, profit. So is that like, does that mean we draw a two-carder?
Yes.
That's a two-carder.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go right. I'm going to just riff it. Going to just pull out the cards as
I'm
reading.
Step one, blank.
Step two, blank. Step three, profit. Step one, seppuku. I don't know what that is, but seppuku. Step one, seppuku. Step two, Nickelback. Step three, profit. You pair anything with Nickelback, profit.
I see that.
Okay. Guys, you want to get rich? I got it for you. Step one, the inevitable heat death of the universe. Step two, an Oedipus Rex complex. Step three, profit.
Was that again all together?
Step one, the inevitable heat death of the universe. Step two, an Oedipus Rex complex. And step three, profit.
Guys, listen to me. This is how you get rich. Step one, chunks of dead prostitute. Step two, being a motherfucker sorcerer. Step three, profit.
You're right. You are right.
Step one, guys, chunks of dead baby prostitutes.
Dead baby prostitutes?
Chunks of dead baby prostitutes.
What's a baby prostitute? Or is it the prostitute's baby?
I think it was a baby prostitute. Just little babies patrolling the streets.
Hey, guys, go to the joke.
Being a motherfucking sorcerer.
Motherfucking sorcerer, y'all.
I feel like the number one, if step two is you being a sorcerer, a motherfucking sorcerer, it doesn't matter really what the step one is. It could be chunks of dead prostitute, as long as you're a fucking sorcerer, prophet.
The thing is, you know, you'd picture classic sorcerers probably in like some sort of stupid gown, but this is a motherfucking
sorcerer.
So he's got leather jacket on,
chains.
Clearly, yep.
He's a bald black male
with
some type
with
of goatee. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
We see him.
We're on the same page.
And just boom, shoots lightning bolts.
Yeah.
Three, profit, obviously.
He probably is like, he probably seeing these prostitutes, hitting them with a bolt of magic. They're exploding into chunks of dead prostitute. And then he just takes their earnings for the day. Profit.
Chunks of baby,
chunks
dead
baby prostitute.
Is it baby?
Yes, it's chunks of... No, it's dead prostitute.
Chunks of
I
dead
said
prostitute.
Baby?
Yes.
Yeah.
How did you not get that earlier?
I read the card wrong.
Dead baby prostitutes.
Ugh. Sorry.
That's why
my mind is elsewhere and I just...
My mind's on baby prostitutes.
Mine's on dead baby prostitute chunks.
Got baby.
I'm sorry. Chunks anyway, chunks of dead prostitute.
Next card.
What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed? What's Teach for America using to inspire inner city students to succeed?
What are they using to inspire these inner city students? Auschwitz. They use it as an example to inspire the inner city students to succeed. Auschwitz.
They make them relive Nazi Germany.
I heard they're actually using Arnold Schwarzenegger to inspire inner city students.
They get
to
the senator down there.
He's an inspiration. What do you expect?
You guys want to know what's teaching Teach for America using to inspire city students to succeed? White people.
Here's an example. You know, like, yeah, this is what you should be doing.
Follow the white man.
A white 6 foot blonde man. Anyway,
guy next door, perfect build.
I thought they were using Auschwitz personally.
I did too.
Auschwitz.
You see that, kids? That's what happens. 9999 Drinking meat on halt at 9 for 9.
That's what happens.
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to blank.
That's a nice one.
One more time.
Life for Native Americans was forever changed when the white man introduced them to...
Life for American Indians was forever changed when the white man introduced them to... Stormtroopers.
Mm-hmm.
Forever changed.
Yeah. Life for American Indians were forever changed when the white man introduced them to a good sniff.
Sniff?
Yeah. Good sniff.
Life for Native Americans was forever changed when the white man introduced them to the penny whistle solo from My Heart Will Go On. What is that? Do we
that
have something to look that up?
That killed them.
The penny whistle solo
from...
What's the penny whistle solo?
From what?
My Heart Will Go On.
My heart. Oh, from the Titanic movie.
The penny whistle solo?
That's it?
Is that it? Oh, that's the penny whistle. He does a mean penny whistle, guys.
He's making my panties whistle.
Isn't that right? No.
When the white man introduced Native Americans to that,
they were crushed.
Changed their life forever.
So freaking sick of this song. Boring.
Where's that fucking rain?
Chief Squatty Nut, what is sound?
It looks like a white man.
I've never seen beauty.
His wind talk makes me feel happy. This might be the most rare white man means ever seen.
Well, hi there.
How
are you?
Me, Chief.
Oh, you're a chief.
You, who are you?
Oh, I'm Logan. Logan Baxter.
Logan Baxter. Where do you hail from?
I hail from just across the street.
Just
about three avenues over.
What is sound you park? Bring with?
Oh, this is just my penny whistle.
Penny whistle.
We buy a penny whistle from you?
I mean, you could buy a penny whistle, just any old music shop or anything like that.
500 deer hide.
500? What would I do with 500 deer hides?
That's good deer hide. You make clothes or shoes.
We trade right now.
Okay. Can someone take it to my apartment? Can you guys... bring it? Can you deliver it? The hides?
It will take many months on horse.
Many months on horse? Okay. If you just want the... You can have the penny whistle. Yours.
Look at it.
Honey, you gotta turn it around. Turn it around. Blow around the... No. The other end. There you go. Yeah, just move your fingers all along those holes and get the hang of it.
Make it do what you do.
Okay, I'll take it. You want to hear another one? How about this one?
Hey. It's finally raining. That's rain from sky.
Running wood.
Get bucket, this never happened.
Tie him up. We must sacrifice this white man to the gods.
Hey!
Nate.
Cards Against Humanity, guys. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank. Again, next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Blank.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Same-Sex Ice Dancing.
Wow. That's a good one.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Bees?
Question mark?
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Scalping.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Rush Limbaugh's Soft Shitty Potty.
Soft Shitty Potty.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Police Brutality.
So what were they again? Reader's back.
Oh, I got another one to go.
Okay.
Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of the World of Warcraft.
There's a bunch of nerds sitting down. Yeah. Oh,
I can't take it anymore. There's zit grease flying everywhere in here.
There's so much Mountain Dew in here.
So what were they again? The Chamber of Scalping? Yeah. What was it?
Come on down here, get scalped.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Rush Limbaugh's Soft Shitty Body.
Shitty Body, Soft Shitty Body.
That's the chamber of it. Oh.
A chamber of bees is just people down there that's just trapped funny. In there with bees.
That's funny. Like,
it's a surprise, too. Like, so they're in there, they don't know what's going on, then all of a sudden... Bees!
Pitch black bees. Just,
I feel like that's what J.K. Rowling is like really giving up. It's like,
next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of Bees.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Same-Sex Ice Dancing.
You get down there and it's just like, holy shit. Are you serious?
I had it just over and over again.
It's like a Quidditch-like match going on, but it's them skating together.
Triple sow cow tosses. I still like World of Warcraft because I could see a chamber of that.
My vote, World of Warcraft.
Did you have Chamber of Scalping?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that would hurt so bad.
Yeah.
This is the worst chamber. That would just be terrible.
This summer.
Don't go down there, Harry.
Oh, Hogglepuff.
And they make a movie of it, too.
I kind of like bees.
Harry Hermione, Potter, if we don't take care of this now, they might all lose their scalps.
With a question mark.
This summer, J.K. Rowling has come out with her new hit Harry Potter movie, J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter and the Chamber of Bees. A funny take on the Harry Potter franchise. Harry's teamed up with Hermione and Ron again. Next from J.K. Rowling, Harry Potter and the Chamber of the World of Warcraft.
I've never seen so much grease before. These kids are covered in Cheetos.
A den of geeks glued to their screens.
Come on, Hermione, we've got to help these kids.
Give me your Xbox remote.
Just use your wand, obviously. You're a motherfucking sorcerer.
Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter.
Come on, y'all, we need to help these lads down here.
Emma Watson as Hermione Granger.
Okay, fine, Harry. I'm a strong, independent woman. I'll take the remote.
Professor Dumbledore.
Oh, Harry, it's a tragedy down there in that chamber. I don't know what Warcraft they think they're doing.
Ralph Fiennes as Lord Voldemort.
You mean none of these kids even know any magic?
Maggie Magpie as Professor McGonagall.
Children, get out of there! Stop playing that dumb game! Back to Klaus!
The voice of the snake that accompanies Lord Voldemort. Jim Carrey as Professor Snape.
Harry, I took care of it.
Rupert Grint as Ronald Weasley.
Be honest with me, Hermione. Are you sleeping with him?
Washington Post said it was a raving romp of a good time.
There's so much Mountain Dew, Harry.
It's disgusting. It's not even a real drink, maybe. As for right now, I think they all have carpal tunnel.
Harry, Harry, Harry. Rolling Stone gave it 3 guitars and a banged-up drum snare.
But seriously, Hermione, are you sleeping with Harry?
He needs to know.
Halamadalaqualakazoo,
please! Using their powers.
I think Voldemort has some sort of seance over them.
The New York Gazette said, dude, this is the best Harry Potter there ever was, ever will be.
I don't care what you say, Voldemort. I'm taking down the Chamber of World of Warcraft.
Will Harry save the day?
Harry, you got that look in your eyes!
The Harry Potter fan club called it the 8th movie in the series.
Did you sleep with one of the World of Warcraft geeks?
Just answer him.
I'll never tell.
It was Dumbledore, wasn't it?
Was it Dumbledore?
His wand is way bigger than yours.
Hermione, no!
I think it was.
No!
Harry Potter.
That's me.
J.K. Rowling.
I wrote a book.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of World of Warcraft.
Ah, Hufflepuff. All right, guys, that's all for today's Don't Touch That podcast, but I know you're asking yourself, where can I find more of these guys? So, Nathan, where can we find more of you?
You can find me on Twitter, at Actorbot.
You swallow something down your throat.
No, I didn't swallow anything.
Don't choke. It's real emotional.
Sorry, guys, it's just been a really good time. You can find me on Twitter, at Actorbot. You can also find me on Facebook, Nathaniel Austin Mason. I sound like I'm crying right now, guys.
Take your time. We'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll start over. Who was I supposed to be when I did some sort of like? I thought I was supposed to be Ralph Fiennes is like the bad guy, right? That like snake looking guy.
All right, I didn't know that was right. Okay,
I did not know. I did that, and he laughed. Did I do the totally wrong person just now?
All right.
Hufflepuff is the only thing I could think of.
It's actually Huffle.
Hufflepuff. Hufflepuff. See, exactly.
I'm a major dork.
Well, but this is a really bad version. Like, clearly JK was just phoning it in. You ready?
Yep.
Okay. All right, guys. That's all we got for today's Don't Touch That podcast. But I know you're asking yourself, where can I get more of these guys? Nathan, where can we get more of you?
Follow me on Actorbot on Twitter. Also, I'm on Instagram as... I don't know. I forgot. Check it out on Instagram.
Check
it out. I forgot.
Some type of nickname I gave for myself that doesn't is that you tease me.
You
anyway.
Like to give yourself a lot of nicknames.
I do.
So find whatever nickname that is on Instagram.
Well, find me on Actorbot on Twitter. Also on Facebook, Nathaniel Austin Mason. Yeah, I can send you links to these guys and all kinds of other stuff. You can look at pictures of me when I was in high school if you want.
You got anything going on right now? Anything to plug?
Not right now. Sending it back to you guys.
Okay. Well, I'm Jeff Gibson, and that's at Gibson After Dark.
And I'm AnthNNYC on Twitter. That's at AnthNNYC. Hate it, but whatever. You can check me out at AnthonyGiordanoLand.com. Also, everything Don't Touch That related.
Check out DTTComedy.com for this episode and all the other episodes. There's also videos, updates, and lots of really cool Don't Touch That swag. Yeah. Like our brand new posters. Check them out. They're on the website.
Don't Touch That Twitter at DTTComedy. You want to go there, become Twatter friends with us. And so you can tweet us your Cards Against Humanity card submissions or suggest an Urban Dictionary word of the week for us. And don't forget, guys, go to iTunes, subscribe to us for free. You heard me, free. Once you're there, like us, rate us, share us with all your friends and all their friends and all their friends and friends and friends. Yada, yada, yada.
Yada, yada, yada. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week. And always remember,
if you're going to poopster, babe, at least pray afterward.
I'm telling you, goodbye.
Miss, we're on a podcast.
I don't care. Goodbye.